在生活当中，我们常常会想要去知道很多的事情。
In our life, we often want to find out about many things.
有时候我们甚至会请求别人说，你能不能够把某一件事情详细的来跟我解说一下。
And we may even ask somebody, can you tell me certain things in detail?
因为知道了才能够帮助我们或让我们去相信。
Because only after we know, can it help us to believe?
我们必须要相信主耶稣基督的爱。
And we must believe in the love of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们知道主耶稣基督的爱，为了就是要让我们能够完全的相信主耶稣的爱。
So to know the love of the Lord Jesus is to help us to completely believe in His love.
完全相信主耶稣的爱，我们在生活当中也才能够完全的来领受他的丰富。
And only when we completely believe in the love of the Lord Jesus can we receive complete abundance.
我们借着圣经，借着这些圣徒他们的经验，我们来知道主耶稣的爱。
And from the Bible and the experience of the saints, we can come to know the love of the Lord Jesus.
当然，我们也从我们自己的经验、弟兄姐妹的见证，我们来知道主耶稣的爱。
And we can also know the love of the Lord Jesus through our own experiences and the testimonies of others.
我们请来看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书三章十四节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14.
因此我在父面前屈膝保罗说他在天父的面前来跪下就是祷告。
And Paul here says that he kneels before the Father, which means he is praying.
他不是只是这样提起说我为你们祷告，他是真的很严肃的，很实在的要跪下来做祷告。
And he not only says that he is praying, but he very practically and tangibly said that he kneels down to pray.
那保罗他要祷告什么呢？
And what is Paul praying for?
16节
Verse 16
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀借着他的灵叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。保罗祷告的目的就是为弟兄姐妹祷告。
And the purpose of Paul's prayer is to pray for the brothers and sisters.
他说神是有丰富的荣耀。
He says that God has a glorious riches.
他希望神的灵能够让弟兄姐妹心里的力量刚强起来。
And he hopes that the Spirit of the Lord can strengthen the inner part and the beings of the brothers and sisters.
这个心里的力量是信仰生活里头非常重要的一件事情。
And the strength of the inner being is a very important thing in our life of faith.
因为我们生活的言语行为跟我们里头的力量有关系。
And because our speech and our actions has to do with our inner being.
就好像我们在生活当中，我们做很多的事情，跟我们这个体力有关系。
And just as in our life, when we do many things, it has to do with our physical strength.
有时候我们会感叹说，我想做，但是我的身体不容许我去做。
And sometimes we regret and say that I wish to do this, but my body does not allow me to.
同样的，在我们信仰的生活里头也是这个样子。
And this is the same with our life of faith.
我们想要过好的生活，对的生活，也必须要心里的力量是刚强的。
If we want to live a good life, the right life, we must also have the inner strength.
所以保罗并没有为他们求说让他们能够这个物质上很丰富。
So Paul did not pray so that they can have abundance in the material.
保罗是为他们里头的力量来祷告。
But Paul was praying for the strength of their inner being.
接下来说，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。就是心里的力量之所以会刚强是因为能够相信。
And you may have a strength in your inner being because you believe.
因为这个力量是因为信主耶稣而有的。
And the strength comes from believing in the Lord Jesus.
不是像身体的力量有时候是靠着我们的锻炼啦或者靠吃一些什么这个有益的东西。
This is not like the physical strength where we can train up by doing exercises or eating.
然后让我们是在神的爱里头来建造来扎根。
And so that we may be established in the love of the Lord.
我们必须在信仰的生活里头必须要有根基。
And in our life of faith, we must take root.
就是在主耶稣的爱里头来扎根。
And that is to be rooted in the love of the Lord Jesus.
十八节
，verse 18，
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深，啊，那保罗也祷告说，求神让他们能够啊，这个明白这个神的啊，主耶稣基督的爱。
And Paul also prays so that they may know the love of the Lord Jesus.
十九节
，verse 19，
啊，并且知道这个爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的。充满了你们，那保罗先说到啊，说这个神的爱啊，它是这个超过人所能够测度的。
And here, Paul first says that the love of the Lord is beyond measurement.
那当我们能够明白这个神的爱
，But when we can come to know the love of the Lord,
啊，当我们能够相信。主耶稣的爱
and we can believe in the love of the Lord.
那么神一切的丰富就会充满我们
Then all of the abundance of the Lord will be filled within us.
我们每一个人都需要神的丰富来充满我们
And every one of us needs the abundance of the Lord.
所以我们每一个人都是需要去知道主耶稣的爱去相信主耶稣的爱
So every one of us needs to know and believe in the love of the Lord.
除非我们说我们不需要神的丰富来充满我们
And unless we say that we do not need the abundance of the Lord.
那我想要用三个形容来形容主耶稣的爱
And I would like to use three descriptions to describe the love of the Lord Jesus.
第一个主耶稣的爱是最崇高的爱
And first, the love of the Lord Jesus is the highest love.
带着血肉之体的主耶稣，其实他的本质就是神。
And the Lord Jesus, even in the flesh, his nature is God.
那圣经告诉我们说，神就是爱。
And the Bible tells us, the Lord is love.
那这个爱是最崇高的爱。
And this love is the highest love.
我们请看马太福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章三十七节。
Matthew 23 verse 37.
三十七节，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女。好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。在这里是主耶稣的感叹。
And here is the regret of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣用这个母性的爱来描述他对他的百姓的爱。
And the Lord Jesus used a motherly love to describe his love to the people.
是的，在人的生活里头，那种最崇高的爱。常常就是来自于父母亲的爱尤其是母亲。
And in the human terms, the highest love often comes from the love of the parents.
主耶稣常常要将自己的百姓来聚集在自己的翅膀底下，来保护他们，来让他们有安全。
And the Lord Jesus often wishes to gather his people under his wings to protect them.
就好像每一个母亲总是尽她最大的努力。要来保护、来照顾自己的小孩。
Just as every mother will use her greatest effort to protect her children.
所以圣经里头常常用人世间的这一种最崇高的爱来表达神的爱。
So the Bible often describes the Lord's love with the highest form of love in this world.
请看诗篇一百零三篇。
Turn to Psalm 103.
诗篇一百零三篇十三节。
Psalm 103 verse 13.
十三节，父亲怎样联系他的儿女，神也怎样联系敬畏他的人。在这里，圣经里头不但提到母亲的爱，也提到父亲的爱。
And the Bible not only refers to the motherly love, but also the fatherly love.
在一个家庭里头，父母亲他们总是需要担任着不同的角色。
And in a family, the parents will need to take up different roles.
对儿女而言。无论是父亲，无论是母亲，一般来讲，总是结论就是爱。
And to the children, whether it's the mother or the father, their conclusion for the parents is often love.
因为他们的角色不一样，所以他们在表达爱的方法上、形式上 或许不太一样。
And because they have different roles, and oftentimes they express love differently.
所以如果我们能够仔细的去揣摩、去思想的话，我们的结论总是爸爸爱我，妈妈也是爱我。
If we can think about this very carefully, our conclusion is often, my mother loves me and my father also loves me.
那所以这个诗篇的大卫就说，这个神啊，他联系我们就好像父亲在联系儿女一样。
And so David says here in Psalms that the Lord has compassion on us just as the father has compassion on his children.
那其实大卫啊，他也就是这样的一个父亲。
In reality, David is this father.
我们看大卫的故事啊，我们知道大卫对他的儿女的那一种连续。
And we can see from the story of David the compassion he has shown upon his children.
那当然，人是不完美、不完全的所以当然大卫对儿女的爱里头还是有一些的瑕疵的存在。
And of course, we are imperfect, so the love of David towards his children has imperfections.
但是那个主要的精神就是在连续自己的儿女。
But the spirit of his love is compassion.
再请看第八节。
Let's continue to read verse 8.
神有怜悯，有恩慈，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。他不长久责备，也不永远怀不永远。第九节，不长有责备，也不永远怀怒。在这里，这个大卫他用父母的爱来表达这个神的崇高的爱。
And here David used the love of the parents to describe the love of the Lord.
有些人脾气非常的暴躁。
And some people have very bad temper.
但是也不晓得为什么对自己的儿女脾气却那么好。
But for some reason, they are very slow to anger with their children.
那这是一种的天性的一种爱。
And this is a natural love.
那做父母亲的真的他不长久的来责备自己的儿女，不会永远的怀怒。
And being a parent, they will not be angry at their children forever.
有时候我们被得罪了，那是很难去抹灭的一个事实。
And sometimes when we're offended, it is very difficult to remove this offense.
那其实，在生活当中，很多的时候，我们伤害最多、得罪最多的，可能是我们的父母亲。
And oftentimes, the person we offend the most is often our parents.
很有可能是我们很多的时候是跟父母亲在接触。
And oftentimes is when we're communicating with our parents.
很多的时候是因为父母亲太爱我们了，所以就变成有一种宠爱我们、溺爱我们。
And oftentimes our parents will love us too much.
所以我们在对待父母亲常常跟对待外面的人不太一样。
So when we often treat our parents differently from treating outsiders.
有时候我们冷静下来想一想，如果对外面的人，我会是这样子的，用这种态度、这种声音吗？
And oftentimes, if we think about it, will we talk to other people the same way we talk to our parents?
我想我们很容易发现说，我们不会用这种声音、这种态度来对待外面的人。
And we often find that we would not talk to other people in this way.
我们如果用这种声音、这种态度来对待别人，别人早就不理我们了。
And if we talk to other people in the way we talk to our parents, they may not even talk to us anymore.
如果是在公司里头，我们可能被人家说你可以走路了。
And if we are in our career, we may have already been fired.
但是父母亲他不会说你离开。把我们赶出去。
But our parents will not cast us out of the house.
人就是人，父母亲受到我们的这种得罪伤害，他也是会有感觉的。
And when our parents are offended by us, they will also have feelings.
但是因为这是很崇高的爱，所以父母亲他不会去记恨。
But because this is the highest form of love, they will not be angry forever.
他甚至千方百计的想要来帮助我们，改变我们。
And they will even try to change us.
就好像主耶稣对犹大就是这样子。
And just as the Lord Jesus and how he treated Judah.
主耶稣一再的给犹大机会，希望犹大能够改变。
And the Lord Jesus gave Judah many chances for him to turn back.
我们看旧约圣经这些这个以色列人的历史就是这个样子。
And we can also see from the Bible the history of the Israelites.
这些旧约的选民他们在生活当中是不断的来得罪这个天父真神。
And the chosen ones in the Old Testament, they have often offended the Lord.
但是神就是一再的宽容，一再的容忍。
But the Lord continued to forgive them.
一再的用好话来劝诫他们。
And the Lord continues to try to encourage them and to change them.
请看103篇第十节。
Let's turn to Psalm 103, verse 10.
他没有按我们的罪来罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽来报应我们。这个父母亲总是再给你一次机会。
And the parents often will give us another chance.
天上的神就是这样子常常不断的来再给我们空间，再给我们机会。
And our God in heaven is often like this. He will always give us another chance.
所以希伯来书的作者说，这个天地现在还存留着，就是因为神的那一个崇高的爱。
And the author of the Hebrews says that heaven and earth still exist today because of the love of the Lord.
所以也有人说如果让人来当神的话，这个世界已经被毁灭好几次了。
And there's also others who say that if man is God, then this world will have been destroyed many times.
当保罗被主耶稣拣选的时候他曾经问说，主啊，你是谁？
When Paul was chosen by the Lord, he has asked, Lord, who are you?
所以保罗他一直很认真的来知道主耶稣是谁。
And so Paul had made an effort to know who is the Lord.
所以保罗他也很知道主耶稣的爱。
And so Paul also knows very well the love of the Lord.
所以保罗他也深深的相信主耶稣的爱。
And so Paul deeply believes in the love of the Lord Jesus.
所以在保罗的信仰生活里头这个被神的丰富所充满。
And so in Paul's life of faith, he is filled with the abundance of the Lord.
从保罗的书信里头，我们也可以去看到说，什么是神的爱。
And from the letters of Paul, we can also see what is the love of the Lord.
那从神的爱也能够让我们来看出说，那么爱是什么。
And from the love of the Lord, we can also understand what is love.
请看哥林多前书十三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章第
四节 First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4
我们把那个爱字用主耶稣来代替。
And if we can replace the word love with the Lord Jesus,
那我们这样来念，我们就知道什么是主耶稣的爱。
Then we can understand what is the love of the Lord Jesus.
第四节
Verse 4
主耶稣是很久的忍耐。
And the Lord Jesus is patient.
主耶稣是有恩慈。
Lord Jesus is kind.
主耶稣是不嫉妒。
Lord Jesus does not envy.
主耶稣是不自夸，不张狂。
Lord Jesus does not boast.
主耶稣不做害，第五节，主耶稣不做害羞的事。
Lord Jesus is not rude.
主耶稣不求自己的益处。
Lord Jesus is not self-seeking.
主耶稣不轻易发怒。
Lord Jesus is not easily angered.
主耶稣不计算人的恶。
Lord Jesus keeps no record of wrongs.
主耶稣不喜欢不义。
And Lord Jesus does not delight in evil.
主耶稣只喜欢真理。
The Lord Jesus rejoices in the truth.
主耶稣凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Lord Jesus always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
我想我们很少有人能够用我们的名字来代替这一个爱字。
And I believe very few people can replace this word love.
如果有的话或许我们可以用父母亲来代替父母来代替这个爱字。
And perhaps we can replace the word love with our parents.
神的爱就像父母亲的爱而且是超过父母亲的爱。
And the love of the Lord is like the love of the parents and even transcends the love of the parents.
那就是主耶稣那种爱仇敌的爱。
And this is the love of the Lord Jesus who loved his enemy.
请看路加福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章三十四节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 34.
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不晓得。兵丁就捻揪昏他的衣服。主耶稣已经被钉在十字架上。
The Lord Jesus has already been nailed on the cross.
那是极其残酷、极其痛苦的一种刑罚。
This is a very extremely cruel and painful painful punishment.
如果我们是被钉在十字架上，我们讲出来的第一句话会是什么？
And if we were nailed on the cross, what would be our first words?
这是圣经里头记载着主耶稣在十字架上的第一句话。
This is what it records in the Bible. What is the first words of the Lord Jesus?
主耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们。
And the Lord Jesus said, Father, forgive them.
理由就是因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And the reason is that they do not know what they are doing.
主耶稣站在对方的立场。
And the Lord Jesus put himself in their shoes.
他们做这些事情，他们不是真正的明白。
And they do not understand what they are doing.
所以主耶稣能够怜悯对方，能够怜悯他的敌人。
And so the Lord Jesus is able to have mercy and compassion upon his enemies.
其实今天我们所谓很多的我们不喜欢的人，甚至我们的对头或者对敌。
And there are many people who we do not like or even consider our enemies.
其实情形也是这个样子，因为他们不晓得他们在做什么。
And the situation is the same as this, that they do not know what they're doing.
这个像主耶稣的这种怜悯，这是圣经里头的真理。
And this compassion of the Lord Jesus is the truth in the Bible.
主耶稣也说过，说真理要让我们得着自由。
And the Lord Jesus has also said the truth will give us freedom.
今天我们有时候被人与人之间的这个人际的关系把我们捆绑着。
And oftentimes we're bound by the human interactions.
我们没有那个应该有的自由。
And we don't have the freedom that we ought to have.
就很多的时候就是因为我们还没有主耶稣的这种怜悯。
And oftentimes it's because we do not have the compassion of the Lord Jesus.
我们还没有真的去得到去实践这个真理。
And we have not truly received and practiced this truth.
所以我们还在捆绑当中。
So we're still bound.
主耶稣的爱是最大的爱。
And the love of the Lord Jesus is the greatest love.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第六节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 6.
新约圣经214页。
Romans chapter 5 verse 6.
因为我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。主耶稣的来到世界上，这一切都是在神的计划里头。
And the Lord Jesus coming into this world is all under the plan of the Lord.
就好像父母亲在爱儿女，总是有很多的思考，甚至很多的计划。
And just as the parents, when they love their children, they have many considerations and plans.
那父母亲也不一定跟儿女讲了儿女也不一定明白。
And the parents may not always talk to their children, and the children may not always understand the parents.
但是父母亲总是详细的计划，然后一步一步的来帮助自己的孩子。
But the parents will often plan and help their children step by step.
所以天父真神也是这样子。
And our Heavenly Father is the same way.
所以主耶稣按着所定的日期为罪人死。
So at the right time, the Lord Jesus died for the ungodly.
第七节，为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，在人的生活当中也多少有这种为了别人而死的事情。
In our life, there are often many cases where people will die for another.
但是再怎么伟大，都跟主耶稣的为我们死是不一样的。
But no matter how great they are, they can't compare to the Lord Jesus.
第八节
，verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。这里说到这是神的爱主耶稣给我们的最大的爱。
And here it talks about the great love that the Lord Jesus has given to us.
在罗马书里头我们也可以知道说为什么主耶稣他必须要 为我们死。
And the book of Romans also talks about why the Lord Jesus needed to die for us.
啊，原因就是在亚当里头，我们都是罪人。
And the reason is because under Adam, we are all sinners.
啊，在神的面前，我们每一个人都有亏欠。
And before the Lord, we have all fallen short.
那这会带来什么结果呢？
And what consequences will this bring?
啊，请看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章十九节。
First John chapter 5 verse 19。
十九节，我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。这里说不属神的，就是握在那恶者的手下。
Here it says that if we do not belong to the Lord, then we are under control of the evil one.
在生活当中，如果有一个人啊落入了坏人强盗的手里。那是非常紧张，非常可怕的。
In our life, if a person falls into the hands of the robbers, this is very, very terrifying.
啊，但是人常常忽略了啊，我们是在那啊很，当不属耶稣的时候，其实我们是在那最可怕的恶者的这个手下。
And we often overlook that if we do not believe in the Lord Jesus, then we belong to the evil one.
啊，这是圣经所告诉我们的一个事实。
This is the fact that the Bible tells us.
啊，所以。靠着主耶稣这个最大的爱，我们才能够属于他，不属于那个恶者。
So only by relying on the greatest love of the Lord can we belong to him and not to the evil one.
这个是在属灵的这个层面。
And this is in the spiritual realm.
就是在我们的生活当中，主耶稣的爱是最大的爱。
And even in our life, the love of the Lord is the greatest love.
请翻回以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter
3. 以弗所书三章二十节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20.
二十节，神能够照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
And now to him who is able to immeasurably more, than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
在我们的生活当中主耶稣常常要给我们的是超过我们所求所想。
And oftentimes in our life, the Lord Jesus will give us more than what we can imagine or ask for.
我们请参考诗篇十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 16.
诗篇十六篇第二节。
Psalm number 16, verse 2.
我的心哪、啊，你曾对主说：“你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。”作诗的人说：“我们的好处不在主耶稣以外。”
And here the poet says that we have no good thing aside from the Lord.
我们好像是葡萄枝子连结在树干上。
We're like the tree branch that is connected to the trunk of the tree.
我们好像树栽种在溪水旁。
And we're like a tree that is planted by the river.
主耶稣就是我们最大的好处。
And the Lord Jesus is our greatest benefit.
再请看第五节。
Let's continue to read verse 5.
神是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。在这里说到这个最后一句话说，我们所得的，你为我持守。
And the last phrase here says, you made my lot secure.
是的，在生活当中看起来是我们努力，或者我们遇到好机会而我们有所得。
In our life, it may seem that we have encountered good opportunities and we have gained a lot.
但是在这有所得的当中常常会有一个副作用。
But in our gains, there's often a negative side effect.
就是我们又怕失去了它。
And that is that we'll be afraid to lose our gains.
我们看很多人的这个。觉得不平安就是这样子。
And often there are many people who do not have peace because of this.
不是因为缺乏而觉得没有安全感。
It's not they are not insecure because they are lacking.
那一种不平安不安全感是怕所拥有的失去了。
And they are insecure because they are afraid to lose what they have.
那这里告诉我们说，我们所得的，你为我持守。
And here it says that you have secured my lot.
在主耶稣的爱里头。他来为我们来保，为我们来保守我们。
And in the love of the Lord Jesus, He will secure us.
再请看十一节。
Let's continue to read verse 11.
你必将生命的道路指示我，我在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。再来就是生活充满着盼望。
And the next is that we are, our life is filled with hope.
因为主耶稣，我们有那永生的盼望。
Because of the Lord Jesus, we have the hope of eternal life.
还有什么能够比那永恒还要好，还要重要呢？
And what can be more important than this?
所以保罗他自己也没有办法去形容，所以他说那是好的无比的。
And Paul cannot describe this, so he says this is indescribable.
主耶稣在生活当中给我们的爱是最大的爱。
And the Lord Jesus has given us greatest love in our life.
甚至是超过我们所求所想。
And this is beyond what we asked for or imagined.
什么是超过我们所求所想呢？
And what is it to be beyond what we asked for or can imagine?
请看《申命记》第八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
《申命记》第八章十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 16。
十六节，旧约圣经227页。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 16。
又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，是要苦练你、试验你，叫你终究享福。在这里，摩西就回忆到在旷野路上的那一段这个。苦练试炼的经过。
And here Moses remembered the trials in the journey in the desert.
在人来看，那是一种磨练，那是一种受苦。
In the eyes of man, this is a trial and this is a training.
这里摩西说，用你们列祖所不认识的玛拿来赐给你们。
And here Moses said that they had given you manna that your father had never known.
那个玛拿的意思就是这是什么。
And manna means what is this?
在我们的生活当中，我们也常常充满着很多的疑问。
In our life, we're often filled with many questions.
为什么会是这样子？怎么这样子？
And why is this like this?
但是最后说是叫你们终究享福。
And here lastly says that it might go well with you.
在受试炼的当中我们会有很多的疑问。
In our trials, we'll have many questions.
所以这就是超过我们所求所想的。
So this is beyond what we can ask for or imagine.
我们通常不会去求我们不喜欢的。
We often will not ask for what we don't like.
在这受苦当中，这不是我们所喜欢的，所以不是我们所求的。
And suffering is not something we like, so it's not something we ask for.
但是神却有时候把我们安排在这样的这遭遇环境里头。
But oftentimes the Lord will place us in these situations and environments.
原来是终究要我们享福。
It's so that we may be well in the end.
主耶稣的爱是不改变的爱。
And the love of the Lord Jesus will never change.
请看希伯来书十三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第八节。
Hebrew 13 verse 8。
新约三百二十六页，希伯来书十三章第八节。
Hebrews 13 verse 8。
耶稣基督昨日、今日一直到永远是一样的。这里说到主耶稣不改变。
And here it says that the Lord Jesus will never change。
一个很重要的不改变就是主耶稣的爱。
And one of the most important things that will not change is the love of the Lord Jesus。
人生活当中一个很大的困难、很大的遗憾就是充满着改变。
And one of the greatest suffering and the greatest difficulty of man is change.
我们也常常说，用这样的说法说，我对某某人的爱是不改变的。
We may often say that I will never change my love for a certain person.
但是我们都知道，时间会让人的爱褪色。
But we all know that time will cause our love to fade.
我们知道空间会阻挡了人的爱。
We know that space will often obstruct our love.
岁月的流失也会让我们想要做什么，但是做不到。
And the passing of time will often prevent us from doing certain things.
那这做不到的一个很大的事情就是爱。
And something that we often fail to do is love.
更何况人的爱也常常会变质。
And our love will often change.
所以人是会改变的，但是神不改变。
And so man will change, but God will never change.
所以不是神的爱改变了，常常是因为我们人自己改变了。
And so the love that does not belong to the Lord will change because we have changed.
请看以赛亚书四十九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 49.
以赛亚书四十九章十四节。
Isaiah 49 verse 14.
旧约圣经八百六十一页，以赛亚书四十九章十四节。
Isaiah 49 verse 14.
锡安说：“主离弃了我。”主忘记了我，十五节。
15.
妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不联系她所生的儿子？即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。这个以色列人他们说神已经忘记了我们，已经离弃我们了。
And the Israelite says that Lord has forgotten us and has forsaken us.
意思就是说神的爱改变了。
And that is to say that the love of the Lord has changed.
但是回答就是十五节。
But the answer is in verse 15.
一般来讲，父母亲的爱，它是不会变质的，不改变的。
And generally speaking, the love of the parents will never change.
如果有改变的话，那可能是疏忽。
And if there's change, this is due to neglect.
人常常会疏忽。
And man will often neglect certain things.
但是这一位神他不会疏忽任何事情。
But the Lord will never neglect anything.
那为什么以色列人他们会觉得说神是忘记了他们？
And why did the Israelites feel that the Lord has forgotten them?
因为事实上是因为他们生活在罪恶当中。
It's because they live in sin.
纵然是他们在罪恶当中，但是神对他们的爱其实是没有改变。
Even though they live in sin, the love of the Lord does not change towards them.
我们请看何西亚书十一章。
Let's turn to Hosea chapter 11.
在但以理书的后面，何西亚书十一章。
Hosea chapter 11.
旧约圣经一千零六十五页。
Hosea chapter 11.
十一章第八节。
Chapter 11 verse 8.
以法莲啊，我怎能舍弃你？以色列啊，我怎能弃绝你？我怎能使你如亚玛？怎能使你如西扁？我心转意，我的怜爱大大发动。当这些以色列人他们生活在罪恶里头。
And the Israelites were living in sin.
这是神的这种提醒表白。
And this is the reminder of the Lord.
说我怎么能够舍弃你们？我怎么能够弃绝你们？
It says, how can I give you up and how can I forsake you?
我怎么能够让你们像这个索多玛、俄摩拉那样子完全的被毁灭？
And how can I destroy you completely like Sodom and Gomorrah?
我的心总是在你们那里。
And my heart is always with you.
我的怜悯、我的爱是不断的在发动。
And my compassion is continuously aroused.
我们的爱之所以会改变常常是因为对方的改变，我们的爱也改变了。
And our love will often change because the subject of our love has changed.
有时候我们觉得说对方已经不再值得我去爱他了。
And sometimes we feel that this person is no longer worthy of our love.
这是为什么人会改变。
This is why man change.
但是神他是他的爱是不改变的爱。
But the Lord will never change.
这也就是为什么在主耶稣里头我们总是有希望有盼望。
And this is why within the Lord Jesus we always have hope.
我们总是能够照我们现在的我来到主耶稣这里。
And we can always come before the Lord Jesus being as we are today.
人会对人说等你到什么程度了你再来找我。
Man will say to others that when you reach a certain level, then you can come before me.
否则永远不要再见我的面。
Or else you should never show your face before me.
啊，但是主耶稣是说，你现在是怎样，你就这样来见我。
But the Lord Jesus says that however you are today, come and see me.
啊，但是主耶稣能够让我们改变。
But the Lord Jesus will allow us to change.
啊，变成我们所应该有的样子。
And we should change into what we ought to be.
请我们最后再翻回以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter
3. 以弗所书第三章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 19.
并且知道这个爱是过于人所能够测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God.
让神的丰富来充满我们。
Let the fullness of the Lord be filled within us.
那么我们就必须要去知道主耶稣的爱。
Then we must know the love of the Lord.
知道了，而且更重要的是要相信主耶稣的爱。
And to know the love of the Lord, more importantly, to believe in His love.
因为我们实在是需要神的丰富来充满我们。
Because we need the fullness and abundance of the Lord to be filled within us.
就好像很多古圣徒在他们的生活当中，他们被神的丰富所充满。
And just as the saints of old, they have been filled with the abundance of the Lord.
就像路德记里头的路德。
Just as Ruth,
她被神的丰富所充满。
She was filled with the fullness of the Lord.
她从没有依靠成为有依靠。
And she, from having no one to depend on, she found dependence.
她从没有前途，没有希望，成为有希望。
And from hopelessness, she gained hope.
她从卑微成为尊贵。
And from being trivial, she became majestic.
她从贫穷成为富足。
And she went from poverty into riches.
这样的丰富是我们所需要的。
And this fullness is something that we need.
让我们像新约的这些古圣徒，他们在信仰上的丰富。
And let us have this fullness of faith, just as the saints of old.
虽然新约这些很多古圣徒，他们在生活上，是有逼迫的，是穷乏的。
Although many of these saints in their life, they have been persecuted.
因为他们的信仰环境是这样子，让他们生活是很缺乏的。
And this is because of their environment, this caused them to live in poverty.
但是他们在属灵这个信仰的这一个层面是被神的丰富来充满。
But spiritually speaking, they are filled with the fullness of the Lord.
因为他们被神的道理所充满。
Because they were filled with the words of the Lord.
他们被主耶稣的爱所充满。
And they were filled with the love of the Lord.
他们被圣灵所充满。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以他们的信仰生活是丰富的。
So their life of faith is full.
因为他们每一个人都有一个很明亮的、很有把握的。未来
because every one of them had a very bright and very secure future.
他们都知道那是好的无比的。
Because they know that this is good beyond anything.
所以他们都很勇敢，很有力量，很活泼的奔跑在这个信仰的道路上。
And so they walked on this journey of faith with great strength and a great hope.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
让我们知道基督的爱。
So that we may know the love of Christ.
让我们相信基督的爱。
That we may believe in the love of Christ.
唱诗28首。
Sing hymn number 28.